朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们在这里流露基督馨香之气的生活。
That we will spread the fragrance of Christ through our life.
同样的，我们在这里为神家得着那些坚忍负重、神家的栋梁和贵重的器皿。
And also, we will collect those beams that will bear weight and for God's house.
这是我们整个的方向。
And these are our directions.
同样的，在我们买的新会所以后。
And after we purchase this new church facility. 就是
没有我自己跟一些同工们或是。这个少数人交通，我在1996年第一次进中国的时候。
I share with my coworkers that when I went to China for the first time in 1996.
那主就把一个很深的负担放在我的里面。
The Lord gave me a great burden.
我看见那个广大的禾场。
When I see this great harvest field.
神的复兴的工作在那里。
And I see God's revival work there.
我听见他们的祷告，我看见他们的聚会，弟兄姊妹。几乎天天都在主面前流眼泪啊。
When I heard their prayers, when I saw their meetings, I was weeping every day.
我进到的第一堂聚会，一个小小的房间里面，挤满了那个脸黝黑发亮的一些农村的农民，都是教会领袖们。
And then the first meeting I had was in a very small room, and the room was crowded with brothers and sisters from the rural area.
他们翻山越岭，花了多少的日子赶到这个地方来聚会。
They took a very difficult journey for days before they reached the.
外面是零下摄氏28度，全是雪盖得高高的。
And outside was a 20 degrees Celsius before zero.
里面他们的只有一个小灯泡，还不敢转上去，把它松下来。
And inside.
为省电。
Inside, it was dark in order to save electricity.
等到我们讲到天都已经暗到快都看不到东西了，他们才把它转上去，灯亮了一下。
Until it was totally dark, then they were screwed up the light bulb.
我们看到各地都有这么多渴慕的弟兄姊妹在那里。
We see all these brothers and sisters everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，那个负担在我们里面成为一个使命感。
So this burden became a commission.
我就在主人面前祷告，希望何等希望我们的教会有一天不是只是注意到自己的需要。
So my prayer before the Lord is that someday our church will have this capacity that we no longer just care about our own needs.
有一天我们能够去服侍众圣徒，服侍神国度其他的需要。
One day that we have the capacity to serve saints in the kingdom of God.
而当第二年97年我继续为这件事情祷告的时候
，When I continue to pray for this in 1997,
我里面就有一个意愿，我希望我们教会有一天成熟到一个地步，我们能成立一个培训的地方。
I had this desire that one day our church may be mature enough that we will have a training center.
不仅仅我们有同工被打发出去，如果各地有圣徒有需要，他们可以来到我们中间。
Not only that we can send missionaries outside, but then any saints who have the needs can also come to us.
那个时候甚至连名字主都给我的，就叫香柏木培训中心。
The Lord even gave me the name is the Cedar Training Center.
转眼已经7年过去了。
And now it's been 7 years.
我心里面偷偷的心愿，没有想到借着这件事情，主居然给了我们2个房子。
I never imagined or never thought about that the Lord would give us 2 buildings.
我们原来所有找的都是一栋，就是为了自己。
Because all along we've been looking for just 1 building for ourselves.
但是我觉得神在这里要扩充整个教会的度量。
But I feel the Lord is trying to expand the whole capacity of church.
我们不成为扣留主恩典的人。
That we will not stop the blessing of the Lord.
其实，在过去这几年，主已经在拨开我们这五饼二鱼了。
Actually, the Lord has.Already broken the bread and the fish among us.
我们的信息界的网络其实已经在很多的国家里面，弟兄姊妹都在下载。
Through internet, our sermons are being downloaded and heard by brothers and sisters in many countries.
他们跟我们一起唱诗 worship， 因为我们的诗歌也都上去。
They worship the Lord with us through the internet.
他们写信来跟我们要歌词，也都要放上去。
They evenRequest the lyrics be put on the net.
我们成人主日学的课程，他们也都在听。
And they're listening to our adult Sunday school messages.
我们主日的信息，一个月有5-6万小时被别人下载。
And then about 50,000-60,000 hours worth of messages being downloaded monthly.
我们看见神怜悯我们，神居然愿意拨开我们。
The Lord has mercy on us, and He's willing to break us.
都是因为我们在主的面前愿意把自己一点点交在他的手上。
Because gradually we're willing to offer ourselves before the Lord.
而这几年里面，神在我们中间兴起了这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
And in the past several years, the Lord has raised up so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
我们知道神在我们中间要做一个更深的工作。
I know that the Lord is going to do something even deeper.
有更多的器皿要被打发出去。
That more vessels will be sent out.
有更多的器皿要在这里被兴起来。
The more vessels will be raised up.
我也相信有更多的人要被带到我们中间来。
And I believe more people will come too.
不仅仅是在这里听见福音信耶稣。
Not only that, they will hear the gospel and accept the Lord.
有更多的人要在这里，他们不仅仅的可以来帮助我们。
But they will also come to help us.
也能够给我们一个机会，我们来服侍他们。
They will also provide a chance that we can serve them.
所以弟兄姊妹，两栋 building 紧紧地连在一起。
You see, these two buildings are connected together.
所以当初我们说要分开来买的时候，卖主不肯。
When we first saw the building, we proposed to separate the two buildings, but the seller was reluctant.
而主给我们命令的时候是叫我们两个都买，我们就服在主的面前。
And the Lord gave us words to buy two buildings.虽然
有人愿意买下来把其中的一个卖给我们光那一栋就要600多万了
Even if we ask an investor to buy the two buildings and to sell one to us one building would cost us $6 million
所以换句话说我们只要多花75万我们就有第二栋的 building
In other words if we pay $750,000 more we'll get another building
所以我们感谢神
So we thank God
神知道我们的软弱 和情形
The Lord knows our condition.
他用他最智慧的方法来带领我们。
So He leads us with His wisdom.
他用他最智慧的方法把他所要的告诉我们。
And He tells us what He wants with His wisdom.
所以底下面对前面一个这么伟大的应许和祝福。
Facing this great blessing and promise.
底下面对一个属灵的征战。
Facing the spiritual battles following.
底下有一段信心的路是我们要起来走的。
That we will have a path of faith we need to walk on.
所以我想弟兄姊妹可能都会有一个问题，就是说主啊，我们到底该做什么？
We might all have a question. Lord, what should we do?
啊，有一些弟兄姊妹是过度乐观属灵啊。
Some brothers and sisters are over spiritual and optimistic.
他们说只要神说话了，一定成就，不要担心了。
They say as long as the Lord says it, it will be done. Don't worry about it.
那有一些人就是又爱又怕啊。
And some brothers and sisters they love it and with trembling heart.
我非常感谢主的一件事情。
Well, I thank the Lord the most.
我听过太多的教会买会所出问题。
I've heard so many churches they encounter problems in the process of purchasing church buildings.
我记得以前有人跟我们讲过，教会最容易分裂的时候，两件事情，一个是聘请传道人，一个就是建堂的时候。
I've heard brothers and sisters give us warnings. Two things that would divide up the church easily. One is to find a new pastor, and the other one is to buy a church building.
我听到很多教会买会所都有很好的见证，但是背后又有很多辛酸的历史。
I've heard many good testimonies about churches buying new facilities, but I also heard many sad stories.
因为有些不赞成的人就起来反对，起来攻击。
Some who might not agree about the move, and then they will speak things against it.
但是我很感谢主的，就是在我们中间，虽然弟兄姊妹有的人会很紧张啊，信心不够，我们这都通通都能了解。
What I thank the Lord is that even though some of us may have problem believing, we have small faith, and that's very understandable.
但是在我们中间并没有报恶性的探子。
But we have no one like the spies who give evil reports.
我们都会求主加添我们的信心而已。
We can only ask the Lord to increase our faith.
所以为了这件事情，我非常感谢神。
For this, I thank the Lord very much.
而我们每一次的祷告会、进食祷告会、长子同工们聚在一起祷告的时候
，Every time we gather together to pray on all occasions.
当然，我们最常祷告的一件事情就是让神的旨意成就。
What we pray the most is that God's will be done.
我们最近所有祷告的中心就是 Thy will be done.
And the center of our prayer will be the will.Of thy will be done.
我们求当神的旨意往前去的时候，所有的仇敌四散。
We pray that when the Lord proceeds, all the enemies will be scattered.
叫仇敌失败，神得荣耀，人得祝福。
That the enemy will fail, God will be glorified and will be blessed.
但是很稀奇的就是，我发现我们每一次的祷告会里面。
But then what amazes me is that in every prayer meeting that we have,
总有好几个弟兄姊妹就提到一件事情。
many brothers and sisters will mention one thing.
就是求神这一次的祝福是临到全教会的每一个人，一个都不漏掉。
That the prayer request is that this blessing will reach every single member of this church. No one will be left out.
不管老幼，不管大小，不管我们信主多久，我们希望这个祝福是每一个人都有份。
Whether young or old, that this blessing will be for everyone.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面的阿门。
And this we amen to it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个祝福。
And this is a blessing.
这是我们每一个人都第一手来经历神，来认识神的机会。
This is a chance that we get to experience God firsthand.
如果我们里面信心软弱，我们里面害怕，没有关系，我们告诉主。
If we're weak in faith and we're afraid, that's okay. We can tell the Lord.
连约书亚心里都害怕，对不对
？Even Joshua was afraid.
所以神在约书亚第一章第九节就告诉他：“我不是告诉你吗？你要刚强壮胆，不要惊慌，也不要害怕。”
That's why in the first chapter of Joshua, the Lord says, Then I tell you, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged.
因为神说，因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Because the Lord says, wherever you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
所以这是我们很重要的祷告。
And this is an important prayer.
不仅仅求神的旨意成就。
Not only that, we should pray that His will be done.
我们求神这件事情让全家每一个人都蒙福。
That every member of this household will be blessed.
90天很快就过去了。
90 days will pass by very quickly.
700万很快就进来了。
And then 7 million will come in very quickly.
再不奉献来不及的。
If you don't offer your money, it will be too late.
在这里有三件事情我们要做的。
Three things we can do.
这是整个我们前一阵子读约书亚记，神摆在我们面前的。
And these are the things that we have seen when studying the book of Joshua.
第一件事情我们要自洁。
First, we need to consecrate ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意不能成就，最关键的问题在于我们犯罪得罪神。
Only our sins can stop God's will from being fulfilled.
所以他们过约旦河的之前。约书亚说：“你们要自洁，因为明天我们要过约旦河。”
That's why before they cross the river Jordan, God says, "You need to consecrate yourselves because tomorrow we're crossing the river."
而在后来的经历和征战里面，我们知道是讲到我们要滚去一切的肉体。
In the later experiences that we get to understand, what God really means is to roll away our flesh.
在基甲行割礼。
So that's why they circumcised at the place of Gilgal.
我们把我们自己的喜好、我们的看法、我们的紧张、我们的害怕、我们的意愿，通通在主的面前放下来。
So before the Lord, we will lay down all our preferences, our unbelief, our fears, and everything that's from us.
我们祷告神，只有一个祷告，叫做 Thy will be done.
The only prayer that we have is Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意成就在我们身上。
Thy will be done on us.
那如果我们犯的罪有当灭之物，我们要在主的面前除掉它。
If we committed sin or we kept anything that's devoted for destruction, we ought to remove them.
因为当灭之物的代价太大了。
Because the price to pay is too high.
神说你当灭之物不除掉的话，
The Lord says, if you do not remove those things who are devoted for destruction,
你们在仇敌面前必站立不住。
You will not be able to stand up before your enemies.
当灭之物如果不除去的话，
If you do not remove the things devoted for destruction,
我就不与你们同在。
I will not be with you.
弟兄姊妹，代价太大。
The cost is too high.
在这么重要的征战的面前，
In this glorious battle,
我们请求弟兄姊妹，我们不是说要做一个完全人。
I ask the brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that we ought to be perfect.
要做一个十全十美、一个无瑕疵的人，不可能的。
I'm not saying that we ought to be perfect. That's impossible.
而是圣灵特别光照、显明我们的罪恶的时候。
But if the Lord revealed to us our sins,
当神的指头特别指出我们身上的问题的时候，
when the Lord pointed out the problems in our lives,
弟兄姊妹，我们把它带到神的面前。
We ought to bring them before the Lord.
当亚干对付了他的罪之后，
when Achan dealt with his sin.
摩西在那里劝他说，我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华。
Moses exhorted him that my son give glory to God.
所以不要以为认罪是很肤浅很低下的事情。
So to confess our sins is not something superficial or very lowly.
我们对付罪，我们认罪悔改，在神的眼中是一件可贵的事情。
If we deal with our sins, we confess and we repent, this is a veryhonorable thing before God's eyes.
是一件可以归荣耀给神的事情。
This is something can give glory to God.
而第二方面就是求神给我们一个最单纯的信心。
And may the Lord give us this pure faith.
让我们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
So that we will not be discouraged, will not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，我讲过好几次了，信心的根据是什么？
I say that many times. What's the basis of our faith?
我先说啊，信心是不凭眼见。 不靠感觉，对不对？
It's not by sight. It's not by feeling.
啊，不是因为我们现在已经到了多少钱了，所以我们觉得一定可以。
It's not because we have collected so much money, so we feel we can certainly do it.
也不是说过了六十天以后，我们才奉献到200万，我们觉得不可能买了。
Or after 60 days, we only collected two million. Then we say, oh, it's too hard, impossible for us.
也不是你感觉说一定可以就一定可以。
It's not how you feel. You feel we can do it, then we can do it.
也不是因为我们感觉说不可能就不可能。
Or we feel it's impossible, so it's out of question.
信心不凭眼见，信心不靠感觉。
So our faith is not based on sight or feeling.
弟兄姊妹，信心是一个生命。
Faith is a life.
信心的根据在于我们所信的是谁。
The basis is on whom we believe.
信心的根据在于神的应许。
It's based on the promise of God.
这是两件最重要的事。
So these are the two most important things.
信心的根据在于我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
The basis of faith is the knowledge of knowing that who we believe.
人可以小信。
Man can be unfaithful.
周围的人可以失信。
Man can be unfaithful.
神永远信实。
But God is always faithful.
弟兄姊妹，我在教会也服侍过，当做财务同工啊。
I've been treasurer at church before.
弟兄姊妹，这个有的人说他要奉献多少钱。
Some people might promise, they will offer so much money.
但是你如果把信心放在他的身上，就后来发现他变卦了。
But if we build our faith on him, and if he changes his mind.
还好我们的信心是看见主人的手。
But then, so our faith should be on the hands of the Lord.
有一些我们根本没想到的，没想到他们花这么大的代价，把他们最好的来献给了神。
And then we're oftentimes surprised as some brothers and sisters, they try their best to offer to God.
信心在于我们所信的是谁。
So our faith should be on the one that we believe.
信心在于神永远不改变的应许。
And on his never-changing promise.
而且神告诉我们，无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与我们同去。
And the Lord promised that wherever you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
因为这件事情是神发起的，我们只管跟着约柜去。
Because this event was initiated by the Lord, therefore we just have to follow the Ark of the Covenant.
但是关键在于
，The key is
约柜必须在我们中间，对不对
？The Ark of Covenant has to be among us.
关键在于
，The key is.
是约柜真正在前面带领我们。
That the ark is actually really leading us.
所以我为什么说这是对我们神家一个大的挑战
？That's why I say this is a great challenge to.
不是因为我于宏杰说。
It's not because brother you has said.
而是因为神说话。
But God has spoken.
我们众人跪在主的面前，我们迫切祷告的时候，我们都印证神说话了。
When we all fell down and knelt down on the floor and prayed, we can all confirm that the Lord did say this.
祭司们扛着约柜，就把脚放到约旦河去。
So the priests carrying the ark of the covenant put their feet in the river.
弟兄姊妹啊，这条路虽然我们都没走过
，Even though we had never walked on this path before,
神说不要怕。
The Lord says, "Do not be afraid."
只管跟着约柜去。
Just follow the ark.
这句话大大的安慰了我，你知道吗
？And this greatly comforted me.
不然我哪里有胆量上个礼拜敢跟弟兄姊妹讲说我们立刻上去吧
？Or else, how dare you? How dare that I tell you?
我们都还没有拿到契约呢。
We don't even have the contract.
还那么多竞争者呢。
And there's so many competitors.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
But we know whom we believe.
他说话算话。
He's always faithful and he keeps his word.
这是我们要凭着信心来跟随。
So we ought to follow him with faith.
所以信心不是说神既然说话了，我就 let's wait and see.
But then our reaction shouldn't be since he already spoken, so that let's just wait and see.
要小心啊！这是希伯来书第三章说的那些。倒闭旷野的人，因为他们只观看神的作为。
And be careful, these are those who eventually die in the desert because they only watch God's works.
神给应许。
God gives promises.
脚掌所踏之地都是你们的。
Anywhere you set your foot on, that those places are yours.
弟兄姊妹，脚掌所踏的就是我们的。
So any place that we set our foot on.
说到我们需要亲身。去走这条路。
In other words, we have to walk on this path ourselves.
我们需要信而顺服的跟着约柜去。
We need to trust and obey and follow the ark.
所以不仅仅讲到脚掌所踏之地就是我们的。
Not only that, the Lord has given us anywhere we set our foot on.
你从另外一个角度来讲，就是脚掌所踏之地才是我们的。
In another words, only those places that you set your foot belongs to you.
如果我们教会不顺服走上去，
if we do not follow and obey,
神的应许还是在那。
Then God's promise remains a promise.
但是在主观上，在事实上，我们没有得着。
But in reality, we will not lay hold of it.
这是讲到信心。
So this is faith.
我们单纯的相信神与我们同在。
We trust with a simple faith that God is with us.
我们单纯的相信神说话，神就要成就。
We trust that He already said it, and things will happen according to what He said it.
好，第二个就是绝对的顺服。
Then we have to obey absolutely.
神叫我们立刻上去。
The Lord says, "Go up immediately."
弟兄姊妹，我们可能问说怎么样 ？How?
We might ask how.
啊，我真的是觉得这次这个。对方回来说我们只有60天要 remove 我们的 contingency.
And the counter offer says, we have 60 days to remove the contingency.
换句话整个人从明天开始6月7号算起90天之后700万要送到他们的手上去。
In other words, starting from tomorrow, in 90 days, we have to give them $7 million.
9月3号或4号整件事情就过去了。
So this thing will end on September 3rd or 4th.
我才晓得神为什么讲立刻立刻立刻。
Now I understand why the Lord says go up immediately.
那弟兄姊妹我们在这里有三件事情我们请弟兄姊妹做。
So three things we ask brothers and sisters.
第一个迫切的祷告。
First, we have to pray fervently.
保罗劝我们要随时多方随处祷告。
Paul says we should pray on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests and pray everywhere.
虽然祷告主为我们预备的礼拜一到礼拜天我们都有祷告。
And now that we have prayer meetings every day.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就算真的不能来，请你们随时随处多方的为着教会祷告。
If you cannot for any reason you cannot come, please pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and pray everywhere.
但是另外一方面，我却又何等的鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都到后面去 sign up 参加祷告小组。
I also encourage every one of us to sign up.For the prayer committee.
我们最重要跟神同工的方式就是借着祷告。
The most important way to work with the Lord is to pray.
所以我希望我们全教会的每一个人都写上去，写得满满的，写不下，我们感谢主。
I hope that all of us will sign up and fill up the charts.
Before 我们参加别的 subcommittee, 我们每一个人都应该 sign up 在祷告组。
Before we sign up for any other committees, we should sign up for the prayer committee.
我们举起圣洁的手，随处、随时、多方。为着神的旨意，为着神家来扬声祷告。
That we will lift up our holy hands and pray for saints everywhere and on all occasions.
啊，这个礼拜像我们中间吃饭时间，有些弟兄姊妹从公司赶来啊，来参加教会的进食祷告。
This week some brothers and sisters will come during lunchtime to church to fast and pray.
我们都很感动。
Our hearts were greatly touched.
有一个姊妹，她隔一天就要到欧洲去出差，她今天已经不在了，她也赶来参加教会的进食祷告。
The sister even came to the fast prayer meeting, and then the following day she was going on a business trip to Europe.
有的弟兄早晨礼拜五早晨六点半赶到教会来参加晨祷。
And some brothers came to the morning watch on Friday morning.
弟兄姊妹，全教会都要动。
So the whole church should move forward.
不是去做一件祷告的事。
It's not to do a praying thing.
我们之所以祷告，是因为我们的神是一个听祷告的神。
The reason we pray is because our God listens to prayers.
我们之所以要祷告，是因为我们每一次出于信心的祷告，一定有事情发生。
We pray because all prayers in faith will do something, will make something work.
当我们凭着信心在这里捆绑、赶逐魔鬼一切作为的时候
，When we pray to bind and to remove the devil's work.
弟兄姊妹，也许你的肉眼你不知道发生了什么事情。
Maybe we don't know what is happening with our flesh eyes.
但是在属灵里面却发生了事情。
But in the spiritual realm, something must have happened.
当这些 committee 在为教会进行各样的事务的时候
，When the committee is doing things for the church，
我们求神祝福他们手中所有的工作。弟兄姊妹，神的祝福就是要临到他们。
When we pray that God will bless all the works that they're handling, God will bless them。
当我们在这里为着神家的领袖、弟兄姊妹的身心灵蒙到保护的时候，弟兄姊妹，事情就是要发生。
When we pray for the protection of God's the leaders in God's house, it will be done。
我们祷告，因为神听祷告。
We pray because God listens to prayers and He answers prayers.
我们要多祷告，因为祷告有事情要发生。
We should pray more because prayers make things happen.
今天我们会后，等一下就有禁食祷告。
And after today's sermon, we will have fasting prayer.
所有新来的福音朋友们，还有年长的小孩子们，身体有软弱的，或是你没有预备好要禁食的，还是可以去吃饭。
All the newcomers, the gospel friends, elderly brothers and sisters and children, or you have any health reasons, you're more than welcome to go and enjoy the lunch.
但是我们鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果可能留下来禁食祷告。
But if possible, we encourage you to stay and pray.
就算今天你有事情，或是你不能禁食，也多留下来祷告的一段时间。
If for any reason you cannot stay long or you cannot fast, please pray with us even for a little bit.
当我们屈膝在恩座前的时候，神的荣耀要充满在我们中间。
When we kneel before the throne of grace, God's glory will fill us.
我们祷告到哪里，神要做事到哪里。
We will pray and then God will do His work.
那弟兄姊妹，在第二方面，我们讲到在爱里面，我们来奉献。
Second thing we can do is to offer in love.
然后将来我们再花时间讲啊，那奉献最重要的事情在信心和爱的里面。
We'll talk about this subject more in the future. That when we offer, we ought to offer in faith and love.
我们把在神面前所领受的恩典和祝福，我们甘心而且尽心的交在神的手上。
That we will offer to God the blessings that we have received from Him with a cheerful heart.
你那两岁多的孩子把他手上最爱吃的糖交给你。我相信你会给他更多的。
When your two-year-old gives you his favorite candy, I'm sure you will give him more back.
但是另外一方面，我们不是为了得到更多来奉献。
But we don't offer just because to get more.
我们奉献是因为我们爱他。
We offer because we love him.
当我们真正在爱中，把我们的奉献在神的手上。
When we offer to God in love.
弟兄姊妹，有奇妙的事要发生。
Wonderful things will happen.
所以当礼拜四这个募款 committee 在开会的时候。
So on Thursday, the fundraising committee had a meeting.
我跟同工们讲了。
So I told the co-workers.
我说我们的重点不是要再得到钱。
Our emphasis is not to collect money.
我们的重点是要得到弟兄姊妹对神的奉献。
But to collect offerings that from brothers and sisters for God.
我说我们手中经过的处理的虽然是弟兄姊妹奉献的钱。
All the money that we handle with our hands.
但是我们真正摸着的却是神儿女们向神的爱，还有神对我们的祝福。
Are actually the love of God's children to God and the blessings from God.
我说我从前全时间服侍主，以前也当财务同工。
I was a church treasurer one time.
我常常在开奉献箱的时候，我被神的爱感动，我落泪。
There were so many times that my heart was touched by God's love when I opened the treasure box, the offering box.
有一次有一个很年长的寡妇，她奉献了一个小包，上面歪歪斜斜的写了两个字：主的。
One time, an elderly sister, she was a widow. She offered a small package, and on top of it, she wrote, "It belongs to the Lord."
我知道她生活清苦。
I know that she is in poverty.
两个字直穿我心，主的。
And she says, "This belongs to the Lord."
有一次我收到一个小奉献包，是一个小女孩，她每一次拔一颗智齿，她妈妈给她一块钱啊。
And one time I received an offering. It was from a little girl, and her mother would give her money every time her tooth fell.
她累积了三块钱，包了一个包包给我。
So she collected $3 and she offered it to me.
她用国语注音写我，她拼错了行杰叔叔。
And she used the phonics to write for 行杰叔叔。
现在那个奉献包放在我抽屉中间正抽屉里面，好好的放在那，常常提醒我。
I still keep that offering envelope.In my drawer.
弟兄姊妹，我们是上个礼拜交通完以后，我们在 email 上面接到各地的圣徒关心我们。
After last week's sharing, we received many emails from saints all over the places.
我们收到的第一封就从山西来的一个弟兄。
And the first email we received was from a brother in China, 山西。
他才信主三年。
He's been a believer for 3 years only.
他说他不好意思讲他奉献的只有这么少啊。
And he said he felt embarrassed.By the small amount of his offering.
可是他写的那封信却大大的激励了我们。
But his letter greatly encouraged us.
他鼓励我们要把信心放在神的身上。
He encouraged us to place our faith on God.
他鼓励我们要把注意力不仅仅只是放在外面的这间会所。
He encouraged us not to put our attention on the outward building.
要放在神的旨意真正的成就在我们身上。
But on the fulfillment of God's will in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们都很感动。
We're all so touched.
那 local 收进来的第一封奉献是我们圣何塞的一个传道人。
And then the first offering that we received locally was from a minister.
然后第二封信是从东岸一个老姊妹，80岁的老姊妹。
And the second offering that we received was from an elderly sister from East Coast.
中国大陆来的一个老姊妹。
And she was originally from China.
她今年80岁生日的时候，儿女们给了她一笔礼金，她把她几百美金全部奉献给我们。
Her children gave her a sum of money for her 80th birthday, and she offered the entire sum to us.
弟兄姊妹，将来这样子的见证会很多在我们中间发生。
There are going to be so many this type of testimonies among us.
但是我只是要告诉弟兄姊妹 ，something beautiful is happening.
I just want to share with you that something beautiful is happening.
这么美的事情在神家里面，不光在我们中间。
Not only among us, but in God's house.
这么多爱我们、跟我们一同走路的同工们中间发生。
But among those brothers and sisters who love us and who are walking with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要被神的爱感动。
We ought to be encouraged by God's love.
知道我们一点不孤单。
Knowing that we're not alone.
各地都有爱主的人。
There's so many brothers and sisters loving the Lord.
所以奉献上请求弟兄姊妹，我们要献得甘心，蒙神悦纳。
So let's offer with a cheerful heart, so it will be pleasing to the Lord.
献得尽心，叫他喜悦。
We try our effort and try our best.
那最后，我们请弟兄姊妹要积极的投身。
And lastly, we ask brothers and sisters to actively participate.
在教会建造的工作。
In the work.Of the construction,
我们成立了五个 subgroup subcommittee.
We have five groups committees.
那我们已经讲过，有祷告小组，有规划小组，有文宣，有奉献方面的，还有公关，不是去拉关系。
There's a prayer committee. The
规划 planning.
The planning committee. The literature committee, fundraising committee, and public relations.
那公关是要去敦亲睦邻，让人家知道我们是基督徒。
The public relations group is to show to be friendly to our neighbors so that they know that we're Christians.
流露基督馨香之气的小组啊。
In other words, is to spread the fragrance of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我的信息必须停在这。
I have to end my message here.
我们就是告诉弟兄姊妹，神在我们中间给了我们一个荣耀的应许。
I just want to share with you that the Lord has given us a glorious promise.
叫我们起来承受那地为业。
That we need to go.Go up and take position.
而且叫我们立刻起来得那地，我们足能得胜。
We have to go up and take position of the land right away. We can certainly overcome it.
前面虽然有哥利亚。
Even though facing us is Goliath.
前面虽然有高大的耶利哥。
Or a city of Jericho.
但是信而顺服，要叫神的旨意成就在我们中间。
But being trusting and obeying, we will bring fulfillment of God's will.
让我们都来在乎那个看不见。那个永存的产业。
Let's pay attention to the invisible inheritance that will last forever.
让我们都来经历神在我们身上那个最伟大的神迹和祝福。
Let's all experience the greatest miracle that God has for us.
啊，不仅仅住在我们里面。
Not only that He lives in us.
他要制作我们。
He will work and make us.
他要改变我们。
He will transform us.
叫我们像他。
So that we will be like him.
叫他的荣耀，神能够在肉身显现。
So that his glory will be manifested in our body.
在将来的那块地上。
In the future, when we go into the land.
我们的祷告是所有踏进那块地的。
Our prayer is that anyone who walks into the building.
都能够碰见神的荣耀。
Will be touched by God's glory.
都能够经历神荣耀的工作在我们身上。
Will experience God's glorious work in our life.
而至终我们都成为耶稣基督荣耀的见证人。
At the end, we will all be the witnesses of Jesus Christ.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。